stand this morning, turn to Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. We're talking about the Holy Spirit. Your best friend, man. Your best friend is the Holy Spirit. You're not alone today. If you're single, you are never alone. You don't have to be lonely. Amen. Because you're never alone. God's grace is with you. Jesus is in you. Hallelujah. Angels all around you. God for you. Hallelujah. It's awesome. Amen. Let's look at this. But the fruit of the Spirit, notice he didn't say fruits, he said fruit. Fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, hallelujah, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. No laws against that. Amen. It's all grace. Praise God. Hold up your Bible this morning. Say it like you mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess my mind is clear. My heart is open to receive God's word. And I will never be the same. Never, never the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn around and give somebody a high five and say, you're fruity today. Praise the Lord. Yeah, man. You've got it going on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo! He is good, church. Praise the Lord. So Paul wrote the Galatians, and he wrote them about the law being mixed with grace, and said, hold on a second. You know, people are coming in your mix, and they're in your midst, and they're trying to mix law and grace, and God doesn't want law and grace. Law and grace does not mix. It's grace, church. We're living in the new covenant, not the old. So many people are still living in the old covenant. They're bringing fear in. You know, there's this whole movement out there right now about, you know, all this hoarders that are going out, Christians, and they're buying all this stuff, and they're hoarding all this stuff, and they're afraid the government's going to attack them. And they're buying all this ammunition up, and they're storing all this ammunition. And you know what? I mean, if the government decided to attack you, that's it. Because, you know, all your ammunition against a howitzer or a cannon or a tank, you're done, baby. You know? So all this fear is being promoted. You know, God has not given us the spirit of fear. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Amen. Don't be buying into all this fear stuff. Praise God. We have wisdom, but we don't have fear. No fear here. Turn to somebody and say, no fear here. Man, it's crazy out there. I mean, the more I talk about it, I had somebody come up to me and was sharing with me up at Andrews about this stuff going on. What do you think about that, Pastor? I think, hey, man, you know what? I don't know about you. I live in Goshen. You can live in the world, but I'm living in Goshen. I live in the presence of Jesus. Jesus is my protector and my provider. Amen. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging for bread. Amen. I am the righteousness of God, and so are you in Christ Jesus. So don't allow fear to come into your house. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, it's like people are on TV selling this stuff. Christian people selling it. People are just buying it up. You know, they're making millions of dollars off of this stuff, man. Like, wow, really? Jesus, man. Amen. All right, let's get in the word. Amen. So now look what he said. He said that the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy. Love is that characteristic of the Spirit of Christ in you. God in you, the hope of glory, as Holly said, you have the Spirit of God. If you've been born again, you have the Spirit of God. Romans 8 says, if any man have not the Spirit of God, he is none of his. You have, the moment you are born again, the Spirit of God lives in you. He lives in your spirit. Amen. You are wall-to-wall Holy Spirit in your spirit. Your spirit has been perfected forever. Praise God. You have the Spirit of God living in you. Praise God. He is here. You are. Amen. And then you are baptized in the Spirit. The Spirit baptizes us into Christ. Our spirit is baptized into Christ. And then the Holy Spirit baptizes us, or Jesus baptizes us into the Holy Spirit. So we are spirit-filled people. Amen. Spirit-filled beings. Praise God. The Spirit of Christ living in us. And so one of the attributes of the Spirit living in us is God's love. God's love living in you. And over in Matthew 24:12, the Bible says this. Let's put this up in the Amplified. He says that the love of many will grow cold in these last days. But God, and the love of the great body of people will grow cold because of the multitude of lawlessness and iniquity. How many know there's a lot of lawlessness and iniquity out there? And people are just falling prey to it. But the love of many will grow cold. God doesn't want your love growing cold. Amen. He wants you to recognize the love that he has for you. And the reason is because people aren't living in the love realm. They're living in the sense realm. If you're living in the spirit realm, you're not living in the sense realm. You're not affected by all this stuff that's going on because you're in the spirit and not in the flesh. The flesh, carnal or carnality, is a way of thinking. It is a mindset that is lined up with the world and not the word. So a mindset, carnality, what is being a carnal Christian? A carnal Christian is the unrenewed mind to the word of God. So you either have your mind renewed to what God's word says, or you have your mind renewed to what the world says. And so that is what a carnal Christian is. We are in carnality when we're thinking and acting and living like the world. We're in the spirit when we're thinking and acting and living like the word. And Jesus said, the word that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are what? Life. To be carnally minded or to have a carnal minded mindset is death, but to have a spirit mind, a word mind, is spirit and life. I don't know about you, but I want to choose spirit and life. Life and peace. Amen? Amen. That's what I choose today. I don't want to choose to be a carnal Christian. Corinthians were full of them. Paul had to write them and talk to them about that. I choose, and you can be carnal and still go to heaven. Because once you're saved, your spirit is sealed, you can do carnal things and still go to heaven. But I want to choose life and peace. I want life and shalom working in my life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And so, you know, when we are born again, our spirit is born again, we're filled with the Spirit, we're baptized in the Holy Spirit, and we have a vertical relationship with God, and then we are to have a horizontal relationship with others. That's what the cross is. It's vertical and horizontal. So we allow that love walk to work in our lives with others. The love walk we have now is to be working in the lives of others. We love others because Jesus loved us. So when you choose not to love others, you allow fear to come into your life and affect you because you're really not trusting the Lord. But God wants us to trust in our relationships. Amen. So love enables you to live as a conqueror in this world. It's love that allows us to live and conquer in this world. When we are secure in his love for us, we can be secure in our love for others. Oh, that's good, man. Hallelujah. When you are secure in your love for God and his love for you, most of all, you can be secure in loving somebody else. You don't have to be afraid of rejection because you know he never rejects you and never forsakes you. So how do you perfect that love? So always keep God in his word as your focal point in everything that you do. And last week we talked about how do we keep in the love of God? By praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit keeps you in the love of God. First John 1, or Jude 1, 20 and 21. Jude 1, 20 and 21. Let's put this up here again. Jude 1, 20 and 21. But you beloved, notice what he said, beloved. How many know you're beloved this morning? Amen. You beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Keeping yourself in the love of God. by praying in the Spirit. Amen. The Spirit is our connection there. Amen. And we just stay and pray in the Spirit. And it allows that love of God to continually be flowing in us. We know we are loved and we can love others. I love that. Amen. So, and God's kind of love is supernatural. It's the Holy Spirit injected love into our lives. It's not human kind of love based on condition, but it's God's love based on uncondition. He unconditionally loves us. Whether you've been good, bad, or ugly. Right? So when you become born again, the Holy Spirit injects that and pours that into us. Look at Romans chapter 1. Let's put this up in the Amplified. I'm sorry, Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Put this up in the Amplified. And I want you to see this because this is so good. There's so much packed in here in Romans 5, 1 through 5. And I want you to get this morning in the Amplified, and it really brings it out. Romans 5, 1 through 5. Therefore, since we are justified, acquitted, declared righteous, and given a right standing with God. I could preach on that for an hour. Woo, that's who you are this morning. Justified, acquitted, declared, forgiven, hallelujah. That's how God sees you today, amen. How has this happened? Through faith. Through faith. So start seeing yourself through faith. Amen. Amen. Through faith. Let us grasp the fact that we have the peace of reconciliation to hold and to enjoy peace with God. Wow, hold on to that. Enjoy it. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Look at this. Through him also we have our access, entrance, introduction. How? Folks, we live by faith. Into this grace, state of God's favor. How do we have favor operating in our lives? Through faith. Amen. Same thing that the way we're saved, same thing that the way we're baptized in the Holy Spirit. You know, people get hung up on that tongue thing. Tongue shouldn't be a hard thing, folks. It's easy. It's received by faith. You speak by faith the same way you were saved, same way you're healed, same way you're prosperous, all by faith. State of God's favor in which we firmly and safely stand. Where? In God's favor. Not out of favor, in favor. And let us rejoice and exalt in our hope and experiencing and enjoying the glory of God. Woo! Man, that is just so awesome, church. That is awesome. Moreover, let us also be full with sorrow. Sorry? Let us also be full of whining. Oh, no. Let me read that again. Let us also be full of complaining. What are you full of? Turn to somebody and say, what are you full of? You know, what's ever in your heart, your mouth's going to say it. Right? So let us also be full of joy when? When we all get to heaven. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Why wait? You're going to be full of joy now because of God's love in your heart. Let us exalt and triumph in our what? What are we supposed to do in troubles? Triumph. Oh, but Pastor, you don't know what I've been through. The devil's been on my back all week. Take the saddle off. Take the saddle off, man. Amen. If he's been on your back, take the saddle off. Give it back to him. Because you are to rejoice in troubles, triumph in troubles, and rejoice in our, doesn't say we won't have any, but you rejoice your attitude going through those things, right? Knowing that the pressure and affliction and hardship produce something. What does it produce? Patience and unswerving endurance. Jesus. People just faint at the least thing. You know, I mean, just give up. Just fold up. What does Andrew say? Like a $2 suitcase. Fall apart like a $2 suitcase. Just, oh my God, that's it. Because they're living in their emotions and not in the Spirit. Amen. Don't fall apart when you're facing adversity. There's been lots of times I could have folded up, and quit and given up? No, no, I've got a promise. I've got a hope. I've got endurance. Amen. I'm a marathoner, not a sprinter, right? Hallelujah. The habit, I love this. And endurance, what is endurance? Fortitude develops what? Maturity of what? Boy, that's what we need in the body of Christ. Character, approved faith, and tried integrity. And character of this sort produces the habit of what? Joyful and confident hope of eternal salvation. That's what we're looking at, baby. Amen. Why? Such hope never disappoints or deludes or shame. Turn to somebody and say, you should never receive disappointment. Disappointment, disappointment is not a part of you. Amen. Never disappoints or deludes or shames us. For why? Why? Because of God's love. God's love, God's power has been poured into our hearts. That's why we're never disappointed. We're never ashamed. Amen. We're never discouraged. We're never defeated. Why? Because we have the Spirit of the Lord living within you. He's alive. Amen. That's why you bow your head when you pray. He's in here. He's not up there. He's in you. The hope of glory. Living in your spirit. Isn't that good, church? Turn to somebody and say, isn't that good? Hallelujah. We had 5,000 people here this morning. Half of them be falling out just over that word. Amen. It's good. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this kind of love is in our hearts. And when we love each other, it is a declaration that we are truly born again. Wow. Look at 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. 1 John 4, 16. Praise the Lord. Are you there? All right. I'm not. There I am. There we are. And we have known and believed, and we have known and believed the love of the what? The love that God has for us, because God is what? God is love, and he who abides in love abides where? And God in him. God is love. That is who God is. That is his. That's him. Somebody say, who is God? God is what? What's God like? God is love. That is God. That is the force and the power and the nature of God. He is love. Amen. To love God is to love his word and line your mind up with what his word says about you. God is not selfish, and neither is love. 1 Peter 4:8. Let's look at this. Wow. 1 Peter 4:8. This is awesome. Hallelujah. And above all things, have fervent love for what? Because love does what? Love does not expose, love covers. And it says we are to have love one for another. Jesus said they would know you're my disciples by how much you speak in tongues. No, by how much you what? Love one another. How much you pray? No, by how much you love one another. Love is such a key, it's vital, church. It's within us. Amen. Selfishness will hinder the love from operating in your life. Allow love to overcome selfishness. Love is the foundation of God's power. Galatians 5, 6, put this up. Just giving you some word today. Wow. Loving others is not a sign of weakness, but a sign of strength. Loving others is a sign of strength, not weakness. Amen. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. Faith working through love. How does faith work? Faith works through love. Did you get that? People always wonder, how does faith work, Pastor? How do I faith works through love. When you know how much God loves you, it's easy for faith to work. When you don't know how much he loves you, it's hard for faith to work. But you can rest assured that he loves you. Faith just takes off running. Amen. And it runs to grace what God's already provided and manifests itself in this life. But if you don't know God loves you, hello, faith is hindered. But when you know God loves you, faith is working. How does faith work? Through what? Through effort? No, through love. Whose love? God's love. God's love for what? God's love for me. Faith is working by love. Amen. So faith is always working when we're walking in that love, when we have that love walk, that understanding. Oh, I love that, man. Turn to somebody and say, did you get that? Hallelujah. Listen to this. You got to love others even when it's not easy to love them. Some people are not easy to love. Amen. But you know what? You love them anyway. Whoa, really? Yes. Because some people, you know what? Some people just rub you the wrong way. And you got to let that love just pour out, ooze out to them. Hey, folks, this is so vitally important, man. So this is walking in the Spirit. And look at 1 John 3:14. Walking in the Spirit is walking in that love walk towards others. Amen. Very important. We know that we have passed from life to death because why? And notice it said brethren. Because some of the brethren are hard to love. They're harder to love than some of the world people. Especially religious brethren. Religious people are really hard to love. Amen. People that are just full of grace, they're easy to love, man. People out in the world, sometimes they're easy to love. But people full of religion, they are hard to love. They're some of the meanest people I know. Religious people are some of the meanest people I know. More fights are started over religion than anything else, folks. Right? Some people out there in the world, they're easy to love. Grace people are easy to love because they're full of grace. They're full of God's forgiveness and mercy. But religious people, they'll fight you at a drop of a hat. I've been around religious folks, a lot of religious folks. When I get around religious folks, I don't even like to be there. I've been around religious preachers. I love you, brother, but we ain't fellowshipping. Right? We love them. Amen. We know we passed from life. How do you know you passed from life? How do you know you're born again? Because you love the brethren. Amen. He who does not love his brother abides in what? Boy, that's powerful. So we love people. Amen. Even religious people, we love them. Jesus had some words for him, though, man. Jesus didn't cut any slack with the religious folks, did he? I mean, hey, you know, snakes, wide sepulchers. You know, on and on and on. Man. So you got to love others. Amen. Your love walk is based on what God's word says, not on your feelings. Not on your feelings. He instructs us to love people. Look what Jesus said in Matthew 5, 43 and 44. Look what he said here, Matthew 5, 43, 44. Ye have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Wow. How can you do that? You cannot do that in the law. You can only do that in grace. You can only do that in grace. Amen? But that's what the word says. We are to love our enemies. You are to love people, folks. Amen? Allow that love to come through, and especially your household. It starts there. Love your family. How many of your family members can be some of the hardest people to love? Come on, amen? But we love them. Why? Because we want to show the love of God to them. We know we want them to see Jesus in us, amen? Loving others even when it hurts positions you to live the life of too much. What are you talking about, Pastor? The lifestyle of too much favor, too much anointing, too much wealth, too much goodness, too much health. Harboring stuff, folks, doesn't help you. It is not healthy, right? walking in love and forgiveness is what we are to do. God doesn't want you harboring stuff in your soul against people. Don't have a vexed spirit. Have a spirit of love towards people. Oh, man, Pastor, you don't know what they did. Well, you don't know what they did to Jesus then. We are to forgive people even as Christ has forgiven us and gave himself for us. Whoa! It's quiet in this Presbyterian church today. Amen. Hallelujah. Loving others. Amen. Love will quench spirit and the spirit of strife. When you look, you know, the Bible says a soft answer turns away what? Love people. Give them a soft answer. Don't allow that flesh, that carnality to come up. That spirit of slap. Amen. Love people where they are. Praise God. Folks, I have to practice this a lot. Pastor, you, I have to practice this. Yeah, I do. You know, I could have a spirit. I got some Indian, I think, and some Irish and some Scottish, and, you know, I got all that background stuff, some soul in there, I could certainly have a spirit of slap at times. Amen? So I have to overcome that. How do you overcome that? By walking in the Spirit and choosing the Spirit instead of the flesh. I choose the Spirit instead of the flesh. I choose that. Amen? So you walk in love daily. Look at 1 Thessalonians 3:11-13. 1 Thessalonians 3:11-13. Put this up. Let's look at it. Thank you, Aaron. You did a marvelous job on the slides, by the way, today. Give Aaron a good hand, folks. Amen. May our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our ways to you, Paul said, and may the Lord make you increase and abound where? Where was his prayer was for them to increase and abound. Folks, we want to increase and abound in love. How many want to do that? To one another, where? To one another, first of all, and to all, just as we do to you, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at his coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all of his saints. The way we're established is in our love walk. When we walk in love towards one another, amen, we are established. So our goal is to increase and abound in the love of God towards all people. The perfection of our love walk will not happen overnight. Love is a cultivated thing. You got to cultivate it. Amen. Jesus manifests himself in your life when you love him. Amen. And you understand his love for you. Wow. Renewing your mind to the Word of God requires that you understand his love for you. When you understand that love that he has for you, it's awesome, man. You can love one another. Because becoming rooted and grounded in the love of God, it will anchor you and enable you to survive the storms of life. Ephesians 3:17. When you are understanding God's love for you, you have an anchor. Praise God. Look at this, Ephesians 3:17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded where? Where are you rooted and grounded? So when things come against your life, where are you rooted and grounded at? In love, you have an anchor in that love of God, that knowledge that he loves me. And if he loves me, he's going to take care of me. Amen. So I root and ground myself in the love of God. That's where I'm rooted and grounded at. I'm not moved. There's no song say, you say, I shall not be moved. I am not moved. I am rooted and grounded in that love that he has for me. Man, most people don't even have a concept that God loves them. They're like, really? Man, God loves you completely just the way you are. In all your stupidity, God still loves you. You can be stupid and God loves you. You can do stupid things and God still loves you. That is what's amazing about God. He loves you. Become rooted and grounded to fully understand and walk in that love. Amen. Lord, may I receive that revelation of how much you love me. God, thank you for that today. The love of God is his power in action. You receive power and ability when you receive the Spirit of God. That love poured in your heart is the power of God in action. Amen. It's his power in action. Praise the Lord. others will recognize that you belong to Jesus because of your love walk. It is the power working in you. Look at Ephesians 3:20. It is the power working in you, Ephesians 3:20. Hallelujah. I love this. Now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to what? The power that works in us, the Holy Spirit, the love of God shed abroad in your heart. That is the power working in you. Amen. It is there working in your behalf. Wow. Look at 1 Corinthians 13:1-2. 1 Corinthians 13:1-2. Let's look at it in the Amplified. That wants to drop down to verse 7. This is the love chapter, right? How many know that? This is the love chapter. If I could speak in tongues of men and even of angels, but have not what? Love, that reasoning, intentional, spiritual devotion, such as is inspired by God's love for and in us, I'm only what? A noising gong or a clanging cymbal. So we can speak in tongues all we want to, but if we don't have that love operating in our life, allowing that to operate in our life, we just make a noise. You ever hear any noisemakers? Turn to somebody and say, don't be a noisemaker. Amen. And if I have prophetic power, the gift of interpreting the divine will and purposes and understand all the secret truth and mysteries and possesses all knowledge, and if I have sufficient faith so that I can what? Remove mountains, but have not what? God's love in me, I'm nothing, a useless nobody. Wow. Folks, I don't want to turn to somebody and say, I don't want to be a useless nobody. No, I want to recognize, honor, thank him for that love working in my life. Look at verse 7. This is so cool. Verse 7. Love bears up under what? Anything. Love bears. Love will hold you up under the pressures of life. That love connection. When you understand that love connection, it holds you up. It's able to bear up under the pressures of life and everything that comes. Whoa! You don't have to even worry because you know you have a love connection. It's connected in your spirit. Everything that comes against your life, you know you overcome because of God's love. Is ever ready to what? Believe the what? Worst or best? Best. Love believes the best. Love isn't out looking for the worst. Oh, what's going to happen today? No, because I know God loved me, it's going to be a good day. Y'all didn't hear what I'm saying. Because I know God loves me, it's going to be a good day. Love believes the best. Because I know I'm favored, it's going to be a great day. Oh, it's Monday. Oh, Jesus, what's going to happen? Love is there on Monday. It's going to be a good Monday. Don't get up tomorrow morning and say, oh, God. No, say, it's going to be a great day today. Doors are going to open for me. Favor's coming into my life. I'm being promoted. Hallelujah. Whatever it might be, you know God's got a good day for you. God's going to put me in connection with the right people today. Oh, man, that's living in love, man. That's, you know, most people live in the mully grub and not in love. You all have to understand what the mully grub is, so. And everything that comes is ever ready to believe the best in every person. It hopes our what? Man, that is powerful. Hope, the expectation of good. Hope, the expectation of good. Hope, the expectation of good. Some of you get a phone call at 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, Jesus. Fall apart. No, no. Who's calling to tell me something good? Hello? Hope, the expectation of good. Hopes are fadeless under all what? All circumstances, and endures some things without. Turn to somebody and say, I am strong today. Say, my spirit man is strong, able, well able to go up and possess it. I am strong. I'm stronger today than I ever been. My spirit man is perfected in me. Walking in that love. I love everyone. I love the unlovables. Before you got out of church, you may have an opportunity to get offended. Don't take that offense. Just respond back in love. You know why? Because, you know, you take offense. Let me tell you something. You never have to be offended another day in your life unless you choose to. Unless you choose to. You can choose. A lot of people choose it all the time. They live in offense. No, man, you don't have to. Someone can say, you know what? God has just been really helping me as I grow in my life and grow in the Spirit. Because I remember as a young person, I was so easy to take offense. And anymore, someone say something to me, I just say they're having a bad day. They're having a bad moment. Jesus, you love them, so do I. I ain't going to walk around taking somebody else's offense. Let them be offended. I'm going to be at peace with God. Y'all hear what I'm saying? I'm going to maintain my peace of God in my life. Hallelujah. I found out something about Andrew the other day that I knew, and I thought, well, he's a lot like me. He's an introvert. I'm an introvert. I like sometimes just hanging out with me, myself, and I. Isn't that something? And a lot of people think because I get up and teach and preach that I'm this extrovert social butterfly. I'm not. I'm an introvert. I really am. But I've had to come out of my cocoon a lot, right, and practice being an extrovert. But, man, and when you're out there, a lot of times people can rub you wrong. You just walk in love, church. You walk in love. Walk in love. Amen. Don't take offense. Turn to somebody and say, don't take offense. Somebody says, I don't like the color of your hair. Don't take offense, girls. It's all right. I like it. Jesus likes it. Somebody says, I don't like what you're wearing. Don't take offense. I like it. Jesus likes it. Amen. Don't get offended. Somebody comes up to you. Don't take it, because what that does, man, it puts you in a place and in a position that weakens yourself. You want to be strong, amen? Isn't that good? Walk in that love towards people. Just walk in it. Say, you know what, they're having a bad day. Oh, they didn't mean that. You know, I'm telling you what, there are some crazy people out in the world. I work out there, folks. I know. I walk in the dealership, and there are some crazy folk walking that dealership. I mean, crazy. They own something, or at least they need to be on something. They need to be on Jesus, what they need to be on. But I'm like, whoa, my gosh, you know? And it would be so easy to just, you know, want to knock them out. And when I was younger, that's the way I was. I'd rather fight than switch. Y'all didn't know what I'm talking about. Some of you way back then understand that commercial. Amen. I'd rather fight than switch. I mean, you know, even when I was a Christian, I called a guy out of the pastor's office one day, and I was going to thump him. We're going to go out there in the church parking lot. I was going to knock him out. And he was bigger than me and a lot stronger, and I didn't care. I was still going to knock him out. I pulled him out of the pastor's office. Oh, my gosh. Amen. I was so carnal, fleshly, man, you know, but I was born again. If I was spirit-filled, amen? But I was so easy to take offense or get upset or, you know, and I thought, Jesus and God's love has just worked in my life. I'm not there yet, but I've left. Hello? I haven't arrived full completion, but I left where I was. Woo! Thank God. Leave where you are. Amen. Stand with me this morning. Maybe some of you ain't like that. Maybe some of you are already perfected there, man. Maybe your love walks. Maybe you never felt like knocking anybody out. So, what was that, Robert? Can I get a witness, brother? Can I get a witness? You know, but and I figured out later, you know what? I'm just wasting energy. Energy. I'm wasting being upset. Why do I want to be there? I want to stay in peace, man. I don't want to get out of peace. Well, I don't want to get out of peace and be all upset about somebody. Right? I want to be intact in my love walk. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands today. Amen. Father, thank you today for your Spirit that lives big in us. Thank you, Lord, for the love of God shed in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. We've been injected, infused with that love today, that we can love each other freely, that we can love people, God, out there in the world and show them the love of Jesus, that we can even love our families, our in-laws and outlaws, God. We can love them and show them the love of God. Thank you for that today, Lord. God, we just thank you for perfecting that in us. God, it's already in our spirit, already there, 100%. We already have the fruit of the Spirit, the love of God, right there, God. And we just release that into our lives, Lord. Thank you for that, Jesus. May we love one another. May we care for one another today, Lord. May we surround each other with the joy of Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you the praise for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Turn to somebody and say, I'm in love with you. Praise God. Go ahead. I'm in love with you, girl. Amen. Say, I love you today. Amen. Praise God. Church, be back Sunday. Let's have a great crowd. Let's invite some people. And look forward to an awesome, awesome time. You're loved today. Amen. Praise the Lord.